Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to begin a series today on right-sizing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I've been talking to a lot of people. I've been in open houses and things, and they've been telling me, I would say 20% of the people that walk through homes these days are saying, you know what? Right now, I live in the wrong house. It does not fit me anymore.
Well, that's an interesting concept because as the population matures, let's take it from the scratch. Probably the first thing that you lived in beyond your parents' home, it would be a rental, an apartment rental. And then you ripen to a duplex, and then you ripen to buying your first house, and then you had kids and you needed a bigger house. It keeps getting bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden they're all gone. And guess what? You still have a monster of a house with nobody to fill it.
And the interesting thing to that audience, specifically a little more age-related and empty nester in conversation, is that my selling your house does not solve your problem. I'm realizing that these folks that sit in the wrong house and stay in it continually have a different problem. And that is one of many things. It could be they don't know where they're going to go. They may not know what they'll be able to do financially and still endure for the life expectancy they have. Yep. Or it could also be that it's just too much stuff. Maybe you have your grown kid stuff in every corner of the house, or you've got photos you think you need to go through before you die, so you're going to clear that out, and you're just overwhelmed.
Yes, and that's an easy situation to find yourself. There for a second, you had lots of kids and lots of things happening, and now you don't. And it's a situation you probably did not plan for. You hoped for probably quite a period of time, but all of a sudden, boom, they're gone.
And yet, at the same time, you think they may come back as guests and you want guest rooms, or they may come back for Thanksgiving so you can't part with your big dining room table. So there's a lot of elements.
Or they might come back because they can't find a job that pays enough and they need to live at home with mom and dad.
13% of buyers last year, according to the National Association of Realtors statistics, 13% were multi-generational families. So there is that circumstance that maybe you should keep that space for the possibility of that if you want it to actually to be there for those folks. So let's talk a little bit in the next program about how to move from where we are to the right house. We're looking for a place that is right-sized to your lifestyle next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.